ocean of impending goodbyes. I'm falling, I'm folded, I'm wilted in place at the sight of you standing with streaks down your face. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? Well, pride when you're rich is a bore if you're lonely. Sheer madness prevails upon reason to you. But all is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, but I know just how you feel. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me from leaving with my sides that need some good touching? Nobody said that it would not be worth it. The human conditions continue such. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? You got your heart broke
by Ricky Skaggs here on Music 101. This is Dale. Welcome back. We're in Volume 1, Chapter 9, and we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Ricky Skaggs. You know, Ricky Skaggs still around and quite popular, has done quite a lot with a lot of different musicians and a lot of different genres of music. Born July 18, 1954, as a country and bluegrass singer, musician, producer, and composer, he primarily plays mandolin. However, he also plays fiddle, guitar, banjo. I would have to honestly say anything with a string. He was born in Cordell, Kentucky. He started playing music at the age of 5 after he was given a mandolin by his father, Hubert, at age 6. He played mandolin on stage with Bill Monroe at age 7. He appeared on television with Martha White's country music variety show, playing with Lester Flatts and Earl Scruggs. He also wanted to audition for the Grand Ole Opry at the time, but was told he was too young. In his mid-teens, Skaggs met fellow teen prodigy guitarist Keith Whitley, and the two started playing together with Whitley's banjoist brother Dwight on radio shows. By 1970, he had earned a spot opening for Ralph Stanley, and Skaggs and Keith Whitley were thereafter invited to join Stanley's band, the Clinch Mountain Boys. Well, the history just continues to go on for Ricky Skaggs, and still alive, well, and kicking. And we're really glad that he's been through Mobile, Alabama here a few times for us. And if you ever see him on a tour, definitely go check him out. He's awesome. Now we're going to go a little more traditional, a little older for you, and give you a little history on our next artist, Jimmy Rogers, sometimes known as the father of country music. Was born September 8, 1897, passed away May 26, 1933. Known as Jimmy Rogers, was an American country singer in the early 20th century, known most widely for his rhythmic yodeling. Among the first country music superstars and pioneers, Roger was also known as the singing brakeman blue yodeler and the father of country music. Born in Meridian, Mississippi. However, his documents signed by Rogers late in his life, his birthplace was listed in Geiger, Alabama, the home of his parental grandparents. Historians who have researched the circumstances on that document, however, continue to identify Pine Springs, Mississippi, just north of Meridian, as his genuine birthplace. He died at a very young age of 35, and now we are going to hear from Mr. Jimmy Rogers. This is Waiting for a Train, and you'll get to hear a little bit of that yodeling style voice here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 9 on jamsplus.com.
Brakeman to give him a line of talk. He says, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Oh-de-lay, hey, oh-de-lay. Thank you.
lucky for me. I'm on the sunny side. Lucky for me. I'm on the sunny side. Since I lost my woman, it's a lonesome ride. Lonesome train. Right on. Jungle fires were a-burning. Down the track came a hobo a-hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm a-headed for a land that's far away, beside that crystal fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the big rock candy mountain. Candy Mountains, it's a land that's fair and bright. The handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. The boxcars are all empty, and the sun shines every day. Bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in the big rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings, in the big rock Candy Mountain. In the big rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. Oh, the shacks all have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a ginger ale too, and you can paddle all around it in a big canoe, in the big rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings, in the big rock Candy Mountain. Jails are made of tin. You can slip right out again as soon as they put you in. There ain't no short handle shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm bound to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the jerk that invented work, in the big rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings, in the big rock Candy Mountain. Thank you.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Packet show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
Some chickens, you have some hens in the hen house, you know. When you come out there in the morning sometime, after they lay them eggs, you know, they make a funny little sound. Now they can either cackle when they're nervous, or they cluck when they're quiet and happy. And this is what the clucking sound like on the banjo. Got me a rooster, Lord, now I put him in the barn. They stayed there and kept them old hens warm. And cluck old hen, cluck all day, cluck old hen, cluck all day. Now listen to them hens. Ooh-wee. Brought them eggs and threw the house. Mama said they sure look fine. Took them inside and we had plenty to eat. Lord, and the eggs come from the hen. friends of mine. Come on in, cluck all day. Cluck on in, cluck all day.
Big old hole goes right through the soul. This old shoe and the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, don't stop until it's done. There's a silver moon, came a little too soon. Oh, for me to bear, well, it shines brightly on my bed, and the shadows overhead won't let me sleep as long as it's there. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, don't stop until it's done.
Jones and Dolly Parton creeping in. That every time. Chill Bumps. I love that here on Volume 1, Chapter 9, on Music 101. Before that, Taj Mahal, Cluck Old Hen. We heard Willie Nelson, Me and Paul, John Hartford, Big Rock Candy Mountain, J.J. Cale, Lonesome Train, and Jimmy Rogers, Waiting for a Train. Next one we're going to listen to is a new CD by Grayson Capps and the Lost Cause Minstrels. You got to check it out. You can also hear that complete CD here on jamsplus.com. It's Grayson Capps and the Lost Minstrels, and it is an awesome CD. The name of this tune that we're going to listen to right now on Music 101 is Highway 42. Let's check it out. Again, Grayson Capps and the Lost Cause Minstrels here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 9.
I know came directly from me. Gasoline on the present, have yourself a blast. Me, I gotta reevaluate my mind. For wrong ways of thinking made me damn nearly go blind. Say the revolution starts right now, but as within, baby, so without, without you,
without you,
without you,
without you,
without you.
Whether we are saved or whether all is well, they say we only can hope and us that it is so. Well, I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens, Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it,
I won't doubt it.
It's real and I'm gonna shout it,
I'm gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel the heavy burdens lifted and the vile sins go, I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens, Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it,
I won't doubt it.
It's real and I'm gonna shout it,
I'm gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know.
Come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond. Well, Goober brought down some homegrown hay, hit me upside the head and never felt that way. Ain't be said, we'd be in Dutch if the sheriff ever caught us smoking that stuff. Don't tell and it don't tell, ain't be never come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond. And it sounded like someone saying, good. Moved a little closer, sneaking just like a squirrel. Otis was slurping up his favorite girl. Well, Otis said, boys, come sit by the still. I'll pour you up a jar of this famous swill. If you can't walk, don't worry, no way. Light that pipe, pass it my way. Don't tell and it don't tell, ain't be never come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond. Well, I had a dodge rock that was hitting a tree, and out of the swamp came Ernest T. Just like a flash started hitting that pipe, out of the woods came Barney Fife. Well, Barney came down to smash that steel. He was wielding an axe, a lawman's thrill. Smoke that stuff, it'll turn you green. Pass me that pipe, I'll show you what I mean. Don't tell and it don't tell, ain't be never come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond. Sat there most all the night, just trying to figure out our left from our right. Here comes an old Aunt B, just scolding the hell out of Opie and me. Don't tell and it don't tell, Aunt B never come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond. Don't tell and it don't tell, Aunt B never come looking for Opie and me. Tell 'em we're dead, tell 'em we're gone. Me and Opie down by the duck pond.
Mm-hmm. wife's best girlfriend, drinking beer and dancing to that western swing. And I didn't see you kiss her and leave that bar room with her.
No, I didn't see you.
And I didn't see you.
And we didn't see a thing.
George, I know I didn't hear you tell that blonde that you weren't married.
No.
I know I didn't see you hiding your wedding ring either, did I? And I know I couldn't have heard you call your wife and tell her that you were working. No, no, I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
And we didn't see a thing.
We've got to stick together, keep our story straight.
Now don't forget, Ray, I was down in Atlanta.
Sure you were. And I was working late.
Yeah, you know it's always a good to see
George,
you.
George, it's good to see you too. But I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
And we didn't see a thing.
That $100 you owe me.
I don't know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I'm sure
George.
You recall our bet on last night, the football
no,
game.
No, I don't, but you know if I had a seen you, I certainly would have paid you. But I didn't see you.
Didn't see nah, you, and we didn't see a thing.
We've got to stick together, keep our story straight.
Don't forget, I was down in Atlanta.
And don't you forget, I was working late.
Well, you know it's always a good to see
George.
You.
I didn't see you, and I didn't see a thing.
Coming down.
Red Lynn with Jack White, Portland, Oregon, here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 9. We also heard Alison Krauss in Union Station, Rain, Please Go Away. Ray Charles with Chet Atkins and George Jones. We Didn't See a Thing, Rolling in the Hay, Me and Opie, Johnny Cash, I Was There When It Happened, and start out with that new one by Grayson Capps and the Lost Cause Minstrels, Highway 42. We're going to end Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 9 here, but first let's talk just a minute about one of my favorite female artists, Miss Loretta Lynn, born Loretta Webb, April 14, 1932, is an American country music singer, songwriter, and born in Kentucky to a coal miner father. Everybody knows the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. Lynn married at 13 years old, was a mother soon after, and moved to Washington with her husband, Oliver Lynn. Their marriage was not quite what it needed to be. He had affairs and she was very headstrong. The experience together became inspiration for her music. When she was 24 years old, Lynn's husband bought her a guitar. She taught herself how to play and cut her first record the next year. She became a part of the country music scene in Nashville in the 1960s, and in 1967 charted her first of 16 number one hits out of the 70 chart songs as a solo artist and a duet partner. Loretta Lynn, born in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, and still alive and kicking. You got to see this beautiful woman. And again, that was with Jack White of the White Stripes, an album that he produced for. Now we're going to end Music 101 here with John Denver. Henry John Duschendorf Jr., born December 31st, 1943, passed away October 12th, 1997. Known professionally as John Denver, was an American singer, songwriter, activist, and humanitarian. After growing up in numerous locations with his military family, Denver began to make his music career in folk music with groups in the late 1960s. Throughout life, Denver recorded and released approximately 300 songs, 200 of which he composed. He did pass away at the young age of 53 in Pacific Grove, California, and was born in Roswell, New Mexico. And we're going to end with him, one of his most popular tunes. It's Rocky Mountain High. It's here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 9. Make sure you check us out next week, and I appreciate you listening. This is Dale on JamsPlus.com.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept the memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
You've been listening to Music 101, a production of Jams Plus Media on jamsplus.com.
Jams Plus Media is brought to you by the greatest sponsors in the world, Parrish Walker at oracleofmobile.com. If you are looking to move to the Gulf Coast or upgrade your current location, Parrish Walker is the realtor for you. Check her out at parrishwalker at oracleofmobile.com. Wimpy's Floor Center at wimpysfloorcenter.com. Paul and his boys have been in the flooring business for over 30 years and can answer all of your flooring questions. So visit them at wimpysfloorcenter.com. Callahan's Irish Social Club is an amazing Irish pub tucked away in the heart of Midtown Mobile, Alabama. Not only do they have a great beer selection and live music, they were also voted by USA Today as the best burger in Alabama. See them on their website at callahansirishsocialclub.com. Grasshopper Flats is a store for the inner hippie in all of us. They carry clothes, posters, incense, and all of your tobacco piping needs. Give them a call at 251-653-9066 and visit Grasshopper Flats. Brickyard Music Club is a great new music venue downtown Mobile on Dauphin Street, but Noel Broughton and his team have been bringing great music to Mobile for over 15 years. Visit them on Facebook, the Brickyard Music Club. The Undertow Bar and Grill is an awesome music and food location on the glorious Gulf of Mexico in Orange Beach, Alabama. Great food and live music on the beach makes this a must-stop when visiting Orange Beach, Alabama. Become a fan on Facebook, the Undertow Bar and Grill. The Soul Kitchen Music Hall is a well-known music hall throughout the U.S. Brad and Danny have been bringing great live music to Mobile, Alabama for years and voted the best music hall by the Lanyap. So visit them at their website, soulkitchenmobile.com. Jams Plus Media wants to thank all of their amazing sponsors for their continuing support. And if you would like to be a sponsor of the Jams Plus Media team, please contact Clayton Roberts at clayton@jamsplus.com.
You have been listening to a production of Jams Plus Media in conjunction with Just Live Music, copyright 2011.